welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out with Pastors Paul Blair and Dan Fisher. Playing the part of Dan Fisher this week, we have David Annan. Actually, Pastor Fisher is on his road to Pennsylvania. He's got some Black Robe Regiment presentation to do this week, but we had to keep up with our broadcast. So David is on staff here, and of course, actually is a producer of our Ride the Storm Out. So David, it is certainly an upgrade to be on stage with you, but I know that we are going to talk today about an important subject that really probably, 2 years ago, none of us had heard about, and that is this subject of critical race theory. Tell me what you've got on critical race theory. I know you've searched the internet. Tell me all about it.
Well, sir, I just want to make sure that, when we quote something from their verbiage, we want to be, correct and sensitive. So let's look at the core tenets and kind of analyze the five principles of CRT.
Okay.
Race is a social construct. According to the scholar Richard Delgado, race is the product of social thought and is not connected to biological reality. So, for example, what I gain from that, a social construct, let's put it in simple terms of, hey, blue is for boys, pink is for girls. Is there any truth in that?
Biblically, let's say this, there is one race. We all are related to Adam. If we go back far enough, we have the same ancestors. So, quite frankly, when they use the term race, it's incorrect because there is just the human race. Doesn't matter what your skin color is, how much melanin is in your skin, we can use blood from each other, if it's the right blood type, because we're of the human race. We can mate and produce children when a male is with a female because we are of the human race. But again, this thing isn't about race. It's actually about destroying the culture and replacing the republic that we have, or any civil system, with Marxism, which we'll get to later. But point number one, that is a load of baloney. All right, what do you got?
Well, because social constructs don't have any inherent meaning.
Right.
So let's just skip number one and go right to number two.
Okay. Which, number one sounded a lot like number two, actually, David.
All right, so here we go. Racism isn't based on the actions of individuals. Racism is embedded in America's culture, society, and legal codes.
See, what they want to make us believe is that all white people are guilty of being racist. And all white people, by this structure of critical theory, all white people are always oppressing black people. And what's sad is that we see, even in our children right now, they're being taught as 2 and 3 years, back even younger than that, they're being taught from birth that they are racist. That is criminal. The Lord Jesus said, if you offend any of these little children, it'd be better for a millstone to be tied around your neck and caught, cast into the depths of the sea. So the reality is, we are all, again, coming at it from a biblical perspective, we all are equal in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of the Lord. Actually, the only distinction scripturally is talking about Jew and Gentile as far as our skin colors. Mm-hmm. That's not even referenced. But they are trying to create this idea that all whites are always oppressing all blacks. The truth of the matter is if you analyze or evaluate or give value to someone based upon anything other than the fact that they are created in God's image, then you are, in fact, racist. So black people can be racist. Asian people can be racist.
Sure.
And white people can be racist. Any individual can be a racist.
But according to CRT, it's not the individual. Yes.
And the truth of the matter is, they go back to what happened in American history. Honestly, happened in American history 70 years ago. And there are pockets of it even to this day. We're not living in denial. But let me just say this. There are black racists in America, just as there are white racists in America.
Sure.
Ideally, if we are truly to pursue the thought process of Martin Luther King, then we are all supposed to be evaluating one another by the content of their character and not by skin color. But when we get to the bottom of this critical race theory, what they're trying to do is create a whole new racist society, but it's just a reverse racist society, where at the end, the white will be the group that's just, in fact, quite quite frankly, if you're a white, heterosexual, married Christian male, then you are going to be at the bottom of the food chain. So that's ultimately the goal. All right, point number three, what do we got?
Okay, commitment to social justice. It is their terms, the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within the society.
Again, every facet of this is satanic. There is no such thing in the Bible as social justice. There is just biblical justice. Again, our worth comes from the fact that we are all created in God's image. We are all part of the human race, and our value comes from that. We're all responsible for our own behavior. We're all responsible for our own actions. But the Marxist goal is to create conflict by creating groups. And your value comes from what group you're
creating
in.
Creating groups that we have no control over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. Did you have any control of being born as a white male in Oklahoma?
Nope.
Living and being whatever your age is? I know you're
I'm sure glad I was born in this country.
Oh, aren't you glad? Yeah, I am as well. I have no idea why God decided that I should be born in Edmond, Oklahoma in 1963. But I have been blessed to have been born at the time and have a responsibility to glorify God in all that I do. And I'm not responsible for to do X or Ezekiel chapter 18 is one of many passages. I'm not responsible for the sins of our great, 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 great grandfathers.
Yep.
I'm only responsible for my actions. All I can be graded on is what I think and what I do.
Individual liberty.
That's
individual
right.
Taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. Love it. Individual responsibility.
Individual responsibility.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
What's number
well,
four?
Well, really quick, though, to hit on point number three, is the concept of being fair. That's what they're headed towards, is being fair. Now, the late Rush Limbaugh had a wonderful definition of being fair. The equal distribution of misery upon everyone.
And that's you look at Cuba, you look at North Korea, you look at the former Soviet Union, that is exactly the outcome of common. Everybody's equal, all right, but they're all equally enslaved. They equally own nothing.
Yep.
And they're equally miserable. Excellent point, Mr. Limbaugh.
Number four, the importance of experience knowledge. CRT scholars explain that the experiences, the storytelling, the parables, the narratives, family history, the list can go on and on, is crucial to understanding racism.
Again, this is another example of how unbiblical this whole thing is. You disconnect from absolute truth. Facts don't matter. Only my feelings matter. You can't possibly know how I feel. Well, you're right. Don't know how you feel. I hope you feel good. But the reality is there are facts. And if you look back at the facts, we have made mistakes in history. Quite frankly, slavery was always biblically wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A person can enslave themselves, which was dealt with in the law.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just borrow money and not pay it back. God made sure and protected the lender.
Sure.
You borrowed money, you were going to work it off. You couldn't just default on the loan. However, the law was very clear. If you stole another person, if you tried to enslave someone, well, that was a capital offense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the first record of slavery was Joseph being sold by his brothers to the Midianite slave traders. The first enslaved race was the Jewish race enslaved in Egypt. The sad thing is while these social justice warriors, again, the Marxist whole goal is to bring down America. We want to do away with this free constitutional republic so that we can integrate America into the global socialistic goal. But the sad thing is there are more slaves on planet Earth today in 2021 than there ever was in world history. So if you want to do something about slavery, don't talk about what happened in 1770 or in 1860.
Sure.
What about today?
Yep.
And the sad thing is that of the 10 most enslaved countries in the world today, they are Marxist or Islamists. And 5 of the top 10 most enslaved countries in the world today are in the middle of Africa. So if you really care about black lives, then let's do something about those poor, oppressed people in Africa today or around the world today.
Sure.
The sad thing is, David, as I heard Vodi Bakum say at an event I was at just within the last 10 days. He made the statement, he says, it's funny, you don't see any black people trying to get out of America, but you sure exactly. see a lot of them trying to get into America. So if America was so bad, according to the eyes of the world, why does everybody want to live here? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Number 5.
Okay.
CRT contends that there is no one answer and no one single path to freedom. Instead, we all ought to use the tools. Where? What tools do they say? No. They just said, basically, just borrow from all the different stuff just happening, however you feel, just borrow from it, and that's a good way to answer it. You know, the problem with critical race theory, and I know this is coming from number 5 here, is that it's just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it should be based on observational study or research for it to be a theory.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the observational research? Where's the qualitative and quantitative research that has gone into CRT? To me, this is Marxism rebirth.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, come on.
There's no doubt. Well, let's look at the facts. But again, facts don't matter because only feelings matter. And your feelings only matter if you are part of the oppressed group. So you have to be black, you have to be homosexual, you have to be a Muslim, you have to be transgender, you have to be some oppressed group in order for your feelings
exactly.
to matter. But the truth of the matter is that in 2008, 43% of the white voters in America voted for a man that was half black and half white. So if we were systematically racist, somebody forgot to tell the white voters. And that includes Republican, Democrat, all. Now, if you look around America today, you've got 75% of the NBA, 70% of the National Football League happen to be black.
Mm-hmm.
And the average salary today in the National Football League is $2.5 million a year. Doesn't sound to me like the system in America is trying to hold somebody down. As a matter of fact, we have black Americans in the Supreme Court. We've had them serve in the president's office. We've had them serve as attorney generals and in every area of administration in American government because America is not systematically racist. Yes, you've got black racists, white racists. You can find racists around, and God willing, we'll see people get their hearts right with the Lord, and we'll do away with that, where people are only evaluated or measured by their behavior to the glory of God, and we evaluate people by the conduct of their character and not the color of their skin.
Yep.
But you hit the nail on the head. You can trace this back historically. Karl Marx wanted to create a revolution. And out of the revolution, he thought he could throw off the government of Germany, of Russia, of Great Britain, of every country in Europe, and replace it with his global communism, which was his utopia. What he thought he could do was exploit a difference in incomes. And he said that there are two groups of people, the bourgeois, the property owners, and the proletariat, the workers. Well, first of all, that's manure. I was a business owner for many years, and nobody outworked me. I was the hardest guy working in my business because I wanted to feed my family.
Sure.
But anyway, he concluded there were these two groups. By the way, he was a bum. He never held a job. He didn't even feed his family. He lived off the good graces of others. So, I mean, when you don't have anything and you refuse to go to work, the best idea is, hey, let's just pool all our resources.
Sure, it works for me.
Well, that's right. It works for me. Well, he tried to create this conflict and out of which to create a revolution. Well, the reality is, in most of Europe, that didn't sell. Most of the time, the worker just wanted to make an extra dollar an hour, and he was happy to go back to work. He didn't want a revolution. And it certainly didn't work in America because we all own property. We all own cell phones. We all have cars. We all have homes. We all have our own clothes. So we're all part of the property-owning class. So the critical theory was to try to create some other division, create some other exploited class. So they didn't care if it was, documented workers versus undocumented workers, male versus female, gay versus straight, or black versus white, which was critical theory and then critical race theory.
Critical theory, 1950s.
Yep.
Critical race theory, yeah.
All they want is conflict.
Yep.
There's an old Marxist axiom that says the issue isn't the issue. The issue is the revolution. We know that the Frankfurt School of Marxism birthed critical theory, ultimately critical race theory. So we know that this is nothing but a Marxist Trojan horse. Hey, if we call ourselves Christians,
yep,
we are followers of Christ, and let's look at what the Bible says. There is absolute truth. There is right and wrong.
Yep.
And we are evaluated by our own behavior. We'll give an account for the lives that we live, not for what somebody else has done.
Yep.
Well, man, you have taught me a few things about critical race. I am so glad.
It was a privilege, yeah.
In fact, this will probably be the best episode of Ride the Storm Out that we've had, because the one who's been holding us back is traveling this week.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure. I just want people to know, just do your own research.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think and do your research, because a lot of people I talk to about CRT, I ask them, well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's about racism. Mm-hmm. Well, what about it? Well, it's something we should be aware of.
Yeah.
They absolutely haven't read it.
Yeah, that's right.
And they don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, and the other side is using that to their advantage. They know that's the case. None of us want to be guilty of having racism in any part of our lives. So
exactly.
When you're immediately accused of, oh, critical race theory is all about racism, well, we immediately recoil because we don't want to be a part of it. But that's not what it's about. Critical race theory is all about Marxism, using the issue of race to try to create that revolution.
Yep.
We've got to be sons of Issachar. We've got to be wise in our day so that we don't fall for the devil's subtle trap.
Exactly.
David, it has been fun to do this episode of Riding the Storm Out with you. And we thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Riding the Storm Out. And we look forward to being with you next time. Whether Fisher will be with us or not, we don't know. We can only hope that he won't be. But until next time, may God bless you.
And bye-bye.